All right. Very good. With that, let's see here. We're at 25. I think what I'd like to do, we're going to take a 10-minute break, and then we will come back and wrap up the rest of our meeting. We'll have a break.
Recording in
And welcome
progress.
back, everyone. This is our June 2026 commissioner meeting. We've got just a few items left on our agenda. We're going to jump into item 25, North Point Breakwater Project. This is Derek Porter. Thanks for being here.
Madam Chair, Commissioners, Secretary Roebling, Derek Doerr, Regional Supervisor for the Southeast and the Parks Division. Kind of a good segue today. Director Van Meter was talking about assets, and today we're going to talk about another asset that we try and manage that's really unique for some of the areas. So today we're going to discuss the Fort Randall Marina Wave Attenuator. I'm going to call it a breakwater from right now because I can't say that word very well. So so a little history about this particular area. Originally, the breakwater was put in 2003. The idea of a breakwater, in case you don't know, this is on the throat of a marina. So we're knocking the wind down, the waves down, so that there are boats that are in the slips don't have the dock rash and things like that. So there's a level of tranquility behind these. So in 2014, we replaced this this unit. So in about 11 years, we see this particular system starting to age out and be less less effective in what it's doing. So in 2024, in the winter, we started to see some issues. And if you look at these pictures, you can see some of the bellies and stuff that are starting to drop. Excuse me. So in the spring of 2025, we contracted with a dive team to see what the heck was going on. We knew that these tire breakwaters were starting to get to that 10-year, 15-year age range. We try and do maintenance on them, but as you can tell, with a blanket of tires, it's difficult to do things without the dive teams and things that get underneath and see what's underneath of all of this stuff. So this has been a topic of discussion for quite some time on what's our possible solutions to going from these types of systems. So what we found when the dive team went down is the introduction of zebra mussels had really accelerated the deterioration of this particular unit. Basically, what's happening is the extra weight that they provide on the cables and on the tires were sinking the unit. So part of the contract with the dive team was to basically pressure wash the zebra mussels off of the cables and off of the tires. The problem with the age of the system and the way this particular tire breakwater was set up, these has like foam wedges inside each tire. So when you're pressure washing off the zebra mussels, you're also knocking the foam and things off of these tires. So we knew that we were always looking for different options. This just kind of jump started the process, I guess. So we have five of these breakwater systems in the state. This one was the Fort Randall, that's what we're talking about today, but there's also a Dock 44, Spring Creek, Bridge City, and Angostura. So the introduction of the zebra mussels into the area was an unexpected challenge when these tires were first put in that was not anticipated. So some of the things that we're looking for with a new option is with these zebra mussels and things, we want to be able to maintain them ourselves without getting dive teams. Scheduling is difficult. They're extremely expensive because it's such a specialized thing. And with the introduction of zebra mussels, they're quite busy because there's a lot of people that want to do it. And because of their specialized nature, there's not a whole lot of them out there. So, One other thing that we wanted to do, one of these things with the tire breakwaters is they're big, they're difficult with all of the nooks and crannies to maintain. Obviously the wave action and things are always working on all of the clevises and all of the hardware on them. So we wanted to see if we could find a system that would be a lot more easily maintained so we can evaluate and inspect them. So As a parks team, we met with our sister division from the south, I guess, the Nebraska folks, one time, and it's a kind of a cool meeting that we have. Our regional staff and directors go down and meet with their regional staff, basically the kind of component there, and we talk about challenges that we're both dealing with. One of the challenges that we spoke about was our breakwater systems and things that they did. So they brought up a design that they had. They were gracious enough to even give us the design plans for that design. This is kind of the design that we decided to try to pilot at the location down by North Point down there at Fort Randall. The benefit is, as you can see on the right hand side there, you can take these out, right? So one of the goals we had with this new system is being able to remove that, take these out. So with the introduction of zebra mussels, instead of getting expensive dive teams and stuff, we're going to be able to float them over. We're going to be able to pull those off of the water. We're going to be able to pressure wash. We're going to clean them. We're going to be able to effectively add sprays and things to deter zebra mussels from attaching to these going forward. So kind of a unique thing. The other benefit that we had by talking to these folks is this particular system had been moved. Because one of the challenges with the Fort Randall location is the river gets dropped about 17 to 20 feet every year. So as you can imagine, on something like this where you're getting it anchored, you've got a lot of list in your cabling and such. So one of the problems that they had was how they anchored this. So we were able to alter their design, hopefully, hopefully solve some of those problems. We also improved some of the designs that they had. So the next big the big task was getting rid of the old system, right? We knew that we weren't going to be able to fix it. The contractor that was there failed to float this tire breakwater. So this fall, winter, we, right before ice in, as Parks and Wildlife tends to do, we got two district teams together that were in the area, and it took about 10 hours, and you can see the equipment there. Originally, the tires were 300 feet, right? But when you're pulling on something that's been laying on the bottom of the river, getting silted in, I think we stretched it to about 400 feet when we were pulling it out of there. So, It's kind of interesting seeing tires come up out of the murky, dark water, zebra mussels and silt and all that stuff. And it just keeps coming and coming. It's like, good grief, how much more is in there? Pretty cool that we got that out. Another team effort. Even had some folks from the Corps down. They brought a payloader to help us out. So the tires actually were... We were worried about the disposal of these things, and a local landowner saw this, and he solved some of his erosion problem by taking the tires and laying it down on the ground. So free of charge, we just brought them over to him, and he took all of those tires from us. So that was pretty cool. One challenge that we did not expect was this is a very unique design. I have to applaud the North Point staff, Joe Davies, Jeff Larson, Chris Monroe, Seth Slowski, Andrew Jenkins. These guys took on the challenge when six other private industries wouldn't. They looked at the design, and it's unique and it's hard. If you don't dig into it, it's actually pretty simple when you dig into it, but on the surface, no one really wanted to tackle this. So we talked to six to eight different private companies, and they didn't want to touch it. So these individuals and the park staff stepped up and designed it and made it. We ended up finding one private industry to do it. And that's the pictures that you're seeing here of that one. So one company did decide to do it, and then thankfully some things changed with our Springfield penitentiary, they have now accepted the challenge as well. Since the park built it, our park staff went there and showed them how to do it. And as you can imagine, this is a large structure. Our system, our facilities aren't really made or set up to build something of this size. So it was a challenge. And then they're also trying to do all the other stuff that they're supposed to do, right? So putting a build like this in is it's a burden. But one that they took on, and I can't say enough about how wonderful it is. We're calling these pods structures. Each one of these pods is going to be 20 foot long, 16 foot wide. They're going to sit 30 inches in the water. And the idea behind these, I'm pretty new to breakwaters myself, but obviously the deeper that you can go in the water, you're taking the toe away from the waves. So it's knocking the waves down. And then the width, obviously is another help there. And we can build these to, since this is a pilot program, we haven't seen how it works yet. The hope is those other places that we had, each one of those locations have their own challenges. The biggest challenge in this location is the water change in depth, right? Why this one's a good one to try this pilot program out on is that the wind fetch isn't quite as big. The wind has to come from a specific location for it to really affect the marina. And so these are going to be some of the smaller ones that we can build. We're hopeful. I can't say without a shadow of a doubt it's going to work yet because there are not any in the water yet. Yesterday was we had the barge out on the water and it was a little too windy to try and wrestle these things. But the flotation on these, I will fully admit that this is about 3,000 pounds worth of steel. It's like, how in the world are we going to float these things? So I talked to Director Van Meteren a couple times. I was like, man, if this thing sinks as soon as we put it in, I'm really going to walk away. But the math says it'll work. I'm not a math guy, but the math says it'll work. So each one of these tubes is 18 inches in diameter, and they're filled with basically the same foam that you put in buoys. By the math, again, I don't really like numbers on a sheet of paper, but what it says is we have four times the ability to hold these up on the water. So I have no doubt that they are going to float now. That's basically the flotation on is basically these culverts. So current plan right now, we are going to go with six pods to start with. Obviously we're replacing a 300 foot, tire breakwater system with a 130 foot. Once you put all the spacing and stuff in, the benefit of these is we can move them a little bit more easily. So we'll be able to, it's all new since we're not sure exactly how this system is going to work compared to the tire breakwater. We're going to be able to adjust so we get the level of tranquility that we're looking for in the bay, for the marina. And again, we're hoping that we'll start floating a couple of these, next week and get them attached. We were out on the water yesterday. I'm sorry. They were out on the water yesterday and, they got everything mapped out, and we're going to be able to use some of the old cabling and anchor systems from the old breakwater to help with that. So it's just a matter of getting these big behemoths out on the water and float them out there and get them where we want them to deal with. So again, the extreme water level changes are one of the challenges that Nebraska talked about and as a challenge for them, and we believe that we've found a solution for that using the knowledge that they helped us with too. So with that, if you guys have any questions, I'll be more than happy to try and answer them.
Very good questions, Commissioner Bartley.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Commissioner Merlin, what's the water level right now at North Point as far as for getting these introduced into the water? Is it at a higher now versus?
Yep, Madam Chair. Yep, we'll be able to We don't have a telehandler in that location. We're going to rent one if need be. But the plan right now, yes, it is at a level that we'll be able to get these in. The plan right now is to use actually our barge trailer. We're going to put these onto the barge trailer. We're just going to back it in and float it in that way. So with these big, with those big plates on the side, to your point, you kind of got to get them in a ways in order for them to float first. And so, yep.
Additional questions from the commission? Derek, I want to go back when you were talking. Oh, yes, Director.
Derek, could you bring up the photo with the last one you just had out there? So, in theory, what, just so you all are understanding this, what that was on. Thank you. The wave hits that metal plate and then rolls over the top of that thing. Where in the past we had a much shallower level of tires, and it did the same thing. It kind of rolls and breaks the wave up over that. But what's exciting for us about this is, number one, we're getting a whole bunch of tires out of the lake. You know, this is a little more environmentally beneficial to the system. But number two, this is hopefully a prototype for those other four marinas that Derek mentioned. And as he mentioned, number three, something we can manage where those tires are so unmanageable for us. We had to hire divers, super expensive, very challenging to find them, and then to get them on site to work. It was just a nightmare. So we're excited about this. What is the height of that plate right there, Derek? Do you?
4 feet.
4 feet. So, like, you look at Spring Creek, where we have a much bigger water body to deal with up there, a lot more fetch to deal with. You know, I'm not forecasting this out. I'm not a design engineer, but that plate would probably be at least double or triple that in terms of depth. Because what's going on above the surface with the waves, just as much as going on underneath the surface with waves. Waves are science in themselves, and we really think this is a cool thing. It's awesome that we can get the prison to help us make these, and they're fairly inexpensive. So, yeah, I just wanted to make sure everyone understood kind of the concept of how these things are actually going to work. Sorry for interrupting.
No, thank you for that. You kind of answered my question a little bit. I wanted to confirm that it is the prisoners from Springfield. And then just to follow up, is there a cost savings when we go that route?
Yeah, Madam Chair. That one of the through this process where we've actually built it ourselves, where we don't have to pay labor because we're already paying labor. So when we built those ourselves, they were about $3,700 to build one structure without the culverts. That's just the steel. Springfield cost was about $7,800, so about double, because you are paying a little labor for the inmates to build those. The private industry was $15,800. So that just, there's a perfect example of the Mark Crawfords of the world, us stuff doing ourselves, how much money it saves the state in the long run. And you know, we're having Springfield make the most of these. Our staff made two. Springfield's going to make three, and then that private company made one. But again, in the beginning, we were having trouble finding who was going to even do these things. So it helps with telling the story, though, for sure.
Very good. Thank you. Additional questions from the commission? Yes, Commissioner Burton.
Apologize. Thank you. Lifespan, how long do you think, you know, being underwater?
Great question. I can't really answer it right now because we don't have them in the water yet. One thing I do know is we're going to be able to lift these out, and we're going to get on a maintenance routine where we're going to be able to shift these out. We're going to be able to spray them off, apply stuff that will repel the zebra mussels. We'll be able to repair things. So how long the structures last. We made some changes to what Nebraska had. They had a lot of wood on their stuff. We went with all steel. So we're very hopeful that, you know, right now we were getting about 10 years out of these tire breakwaters traditionally. I think we'll very easily get 10 years out of these. We'll see how well. Obviously, the waves and events, they'll challenge us, but I can't answer it for sure right now, but we're very hopeful. So
good. Additional questions?